USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told his Republican colleagues to expect a vote on Wednesday on removing Representative Liz Cheney from her leadership post. Cheney is under fire from members of her own party for continually battling the GOP. More signs the pandemic is coming to an end. People who deliver packages to businesses and homes classified as couriers and messengers by the Labor Department saw the industry's biggest monthly job losses in more than 20 years in April. Indeed's Nick Bauer says employers in the industry might be thinking that demand for delivery services won't be as strong post-pandemic as they originally thought. End quote. NBC has announced it will drop its broadcast of the Golden Globe ceremony in 2022 after a Hollywood backlash over the ethics of the group and its lack of diversity. Actor Tom Cruise joined the revolt by returning three Golden Globes he's won over the years. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A shooting in Times Square Saturday evening still has a suspect at large. From the incident, a hero is called out at the New York Police Department. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
We're hearing from the New York City cop who carried a little girl to safety after this weekend's Times Square shooting. Officer Alyssa Vogel says her motherly and police instincts kicked in when she realized the four-year-old had been shot.
Took the tourniquet off my gun belt and started applying it to her leg. That's when Officer Farter and I put it on her and then checked her to see if she had any more gunshot wounds.
The little girl, a woman from New Jersey, and a woman from Rhode Island are all recovering from wounds, although it's not believed they were the intended targets. The suspect was allegedly shooting at his brother and remains on the run.
NYPD Commissioner DeMache.
How many kids have to be shot before we take this seriously? Bad policies have consequences.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As the Biden administration continues to push critical race theory to our kids in public schools, some are pushing back. Kevin Roberts with the Texas Public Policy Foundation tells Fox News, America is constantly evolving to be a better union.
I'm a fifth generation teacher. I've taught every level of school from graduate students down to elementary school kids. And I can tell you, regardless of the color of the skin, regardless of where they come from in the United States, all they want to do is understand why this country is the last best hope for the world, and critical race theory simply undermines that teaching, what they're sort of hardwired to know, which is that America is a great country.
Mr. Roberts has this warning.
I always warn my students, anytime you see all those words that don't quite mean anything, or maybe there's a bunch of nice-sounding words strung together, you ought to be a little cautious. And the reality is that if this rule is implemented by the Biden administration, we're going to require any school that receives federal funding, which would be almost all of them, to teach critical race theory.
Randy Weingarten with the American Federation of Teachers explains critical race theory.
I believe we should teach history from the data I see. 1619 was the year that the first slave boat came from Africa to the United States. So that's a point in history that I think we should be teaching.
Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.